The governor's budget sets aside $11.5 million to hire the employees who will monitor violent sex offenders using satellite technology. But where the plan that passed the legislature called for lifetime tracking, the governor's budget would only monitor them while they're on parole or supervised release. Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says the governor wants that change because monitoring someone with a GPS device who served out his sentence raises some issues.
The law that was passed last year provides that if you tamper with this device, you can be prosecuted. But there wasn't a provision that what to do if they refuse to put it on.
The governor's budget also calls for passive monitoring, whereas the law he signed last year called for active tracking. That change would mean that the state wouldn't know if an offender travels where he shouldn't have until after the fact. Abbotsford Republican Scott Souter told Frank he doesn't buy the argument that any changes were needed to address constitutional concerns.
What the governor has done to the bill we passed and he signed does place children at risk and reduces public safety by removing those lifetime requirements for our most dangerous sex predators.
Souter also blasted the estimated price tag for the plan, saying the state could monitor more offenders for less money if it outsources. Frank responded that global positioning technology is great, but it won't do much good without the necessary employees to keep an eye on offenders. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.